Yadia ni onyama we urade.
Amen.
Yempesi ye be free ha koseni e bai.
Amen.
Kasachre.
Amen.
We Yesu di mu. Amen.
Amen.
Sa yakasa fan yo nyama e urade dia.
When we say give glory to the name of the Lord. It talks about the honoring the Lord. That you are giving honor to somebody.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Before you can give honor to somebody, you should know who that person is. And this morning we'll look at the way we give honor to some people.
If
we want to honor somebody, let's look at the way, the step we take.
And I
today, by the grace of the Lord, that the groom had given me the opportunity to base my teaching on this.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And
today, we are giving glory to this man and his wife to be. Today, the glory that we are giving to them, we have three steps that we're going to honor them. And that is the same step we used to honor the Lord. If you want to honor the Lord, these are the steps that we give honor to the Lord. The first step. The first step is this. That you are going to praise that individual. You will praise him because he is good. You will praise him in the congregation. The second one. You will worship him. The third one. Is this. You will give.
Amen.
I didn't hear amen. The first one.
Yeah, Papa, yeah, shut up, you
done well.
So what to me? I your bahuadi.
That you've been able to marry a woman. Now today, we are praising him for what he has done. Because we want to praise him, we are worshiping him. You see, somebody's by his side worshiping him. Nobody, he won't do anything by himself. Whatever he needs, somebody will have to do it. We are worshiping him. Because we want to glorify him. The glory we want to give him. We have said, oh, we're praising him. We are worshiping for the second. We are worshiping. We are worshiping today. When the sweat comes in his face, we wipe it for him.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now the third one, we will give to them. Amen. You have not understood me
yet.
I pray that you will understand.
Hallelujah.
This. Amen.
And until some and say,
this is the same step that we give honor to somebody. If you want to honor somebody, these are the steps and the way.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it is a true say.
And the Bible says, let us give the glory to the name of the Lord. Let us give the glory to his name. Let's read.
First Thessalonians, sorry, Chronicles, First Chronicles 16:29.
First Chronicles chapter 16, verse 29, and I read, give unto the Lord the glory due his name, bring an offering, and come before him, worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mumfa eradidin anyo nyam emano.
Bring the, okay.
Monswa ayaya diamra nanim. Monsoria ura de ahunke kakron kromo. Also, what may you who sign your money?
Now, he has mentioned all these three things.
Hallelujah.
Here. Amen.
And into the new year,
so when we are giving glory to God, The first one is
that
we have to praise the Lord. I want you to understand when we come to church and we are saying praises, it is not just something we do. It is a step by which we give honor to God. I always teach in this house. We have a thanksgiving, we have praises, and we have giving. Now when we talk about worship, that is exactly the worship we're talking about. When we come to church, when after we are giving thanks to the Lord,
Deacon
came and gave a letter to thank God. And then the psalmist, they led us to praise the Lord. Father, you are good and your love, your mercy endures forever. And then afterwards, our sister led us into worship. These are the steps that we honor the Lord. I want you to understand. When we come to church, and there is a time for praises, and you don't give praise to the Lord, then you can't give glory to God. When we are worshiping the Lord and you did not do it, you can't give glory to God. These are the steps that we need to offer the Lord. When we praise the Lord and then we worship Him.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And the third one we give to God. These are the steps that we give glory and honor to the Lord. You and I as a child of God, it is our responsibility to honor God. Wherever we are, we have to give glory to God. So all these things should be manifested. If you are a child of God, these three things, it become part of you. It become part of you. You praise the Lord. You worship Him. And you give to God. These are the ways we honor God. If you don't know this, I plead with you. You have never understood
God.
I am telling you today, give honor to the name of the Lord. Give it to the Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. Begin to adore the name of the Lord. Give Him praise.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I
want you to understand when we come to the time of praises, there's four reasons why we praise the Lord. Four reasons that we praise the Lord. I want us to read it.
First
Peter,
chapter
2, verse 9.
First Peter 2:9.
By which we praise the Lord. In First Peter chapter 2, verse 9.
But what you na modie ni edikan na mwa na se moye abusia. Where you are.
He said, but you are a chosen generation. We have become the family chosen.
And
that is the reason why we give praise to the Lord.
Respect. According to or the same dictionary, no, or chance, when we talk about honor, it means to respect.
Hallelujah.
So
now you give respect to somebody.
And until acquire your first one, you say, you're the need you moan, you mean, you're the moan, you're the kind of say, where ye and say, Nebusia for.
The reason why, you know, we have to give honor and respect to the Lord.
And until I see, you're the if you say, you're Radiabusia for.
We belong to the family of God.
Yeah, trust me, you know, say, yeah, Hene Asofuku.
We are the royal priesthood.
Wamaya, yeah, at this year.
You have become a royal.
Yamaya, him for.
You have become a priest.
And to be beside what you say. Sir, obi esu henia.
If somebody enthroned you as a king,
sir, ni pano
You have to give that person that respect.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Never was say, "Oh my kron kron."
Say you are an holy nation.
Dear, was say, "Oh my kron kron, oh my awafa won aye nitiya."
That is a peculiar people.
Oh hallelujah. Enti wadi aye nitiya.
Amen.
Enti aye si aye na aye. Hallelujah.
Amen. These four reasons gives us the right to praise the Lord. Give the respect or the honor unto the name of the Lord. When we come to church and we are praising God. Now you are not above it.
Because
the one that created heaven and earth. The one who made you and
us.
The one that gave us breath. It is Him that we live, that we move, that we have our being. We have to give Him praise. No matter who you are, when you come to the Lord, you have to come down and give God the honor. Because our God, He deserved the honor and praise. When we come to church, we do some lackadaisical type of praising.
Yeah,
the second one,
as I say, yes,
we have to worship God.
Yes, yes,
we worship Him.
Oh, yes,
now, the worship that we worship God with, it has two forms. It has a spiritual and a physical. Spiritually, when we come to the church, we lift up our hands. We honor Him.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The physical side.
When
you come to the house and you just tidy up the place and arrange it beautifully, what it means is that we are giving honor to the Lord. It is me. This is me. I have been doing this thing for a long time. When I became a born again, grown through the steps, I had never stopped working in the house of God. He said, I love working in the house of God. Pastor said, enough is enough.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. He's my pastor.
So when he gives instruction, I obey. Now when he comes, he arranged the church, make sure they are in line. What he does is that he's doing it to glorify God. I am not doing it for you. What I am doing, I am not doing it for you, for the Lord. I am glorifying God with it. I am here to tell you, these are the ways that we glorify God. We worship Him. Spiritual and physical.
Do worship time.
When you come to church and worship time, you don't care. I want you to understand. There's no me you can
tell
me you're giving God the honor. The steps are these.
Yes.
We worship Him.
But and then
we have brutalized everything. There is life in you. Be energetic unto the Lord. And when people see you, they will know that you belong to the Lord. You belong to a royal priest, a holy nation. A royal priesthood. Now listen carefully.
We obia your software or your hine.
A pastor is a king.
Oh, hey, hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, what's it? A hine.
It's a kingship.
Asofuku.
Priesthood.
I will explain.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You
and I. We have all the right to honor the Lord through worship. The third one. The step that we use, one of the steps to give to the Lord. That we should give unto God. When it is time to give, I have to understand that a time and a moment has come to honor God. You see, we don't understand when it comes to offering and sacrifices.
Well, na meka aso for I do baby say I do baby a mama ye masa for manu hunu say eye ye asade ase ye ba for de na mama ye adwene man hira no kura so but onyame say ye sesa no aka ye no onyame wo say yes na me so me yes enti wo de ye wo famu de na wo ye wo famu de onyame say tie bia obeye ne de.
Now the pastor says that when it comes to the time of giving, now don't think about receiving. Do you think that this is your responsibility to give unto the Lord?
Because,
and when the time is due, God will do
his part.
The scripture said, who had given unto the Lord that he had not replenished.
So
there's a blessing in giving than receiving. You have to understand. When we are giving offering, you know what we do? Now this day after the offering, now whilst on his way going home, I always say, and then you hear a voice, my servant, oh my handmaid, stand where you are, look up heaven, something is coming. When it's forced, I just open it and Dallas all over. I want you to understand, if that is your mentality given to God, you have failed. It is your responsibility. He made you. He molded you. And he created you. He gave you power. It is your responsibility that you give an offering. You give. Whether he will bless you or not,
as I said,
you have to give that offering. It is your duty. You're not saying amen. It is your duty.
Jesus said,
who had a servant that is serving him in the home? That he will go with him to the farm. After working, and then he tell the servant, come and eat. No.
What's he?
He will sit down with you. And he will tell the servant, worship me. Give me food to eat. That after the man is satisfied.
Hallelujah.
Then the servant will go and have his portion. That after he has served the
king
in all these. He said, this is my duty. I am a servant without any honor. After you have given your sacrifice and offering, I want you to understand it today. The way that we honor God is, we give our substance unto the Lord.
That is, he
said, honor the Lord with your substance. When you have acquired, honor the Lord with it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is a drop for a babra.
When it is time for offering, an opportunity is open for you to honor God. Your money you are giving to God, you are honoring the Lord with it. God is not broke yet.
Because gold,
all the golds in this world, the Lord put them there.
Bauxite, manganese, cocoa, timber,
every mineral resource. It is the Lord.
But
you as a child of God, he wants you to honor him. The honor that he wants to give it to him. That is what he gives
to him. Hallelujah.
I remember when I was 60 years old. And my little boy called Sammy.
Doctor, no. And our friend, no, said that. I can't be 2 weeks, no, said that. My person, Mounty, as I said, sir, it's 60th birthday, dear.
The son called the daddy and said, listen, this your 60th birthday, I am going to take in charge. It's on me.
Kumasi obesiesie fie ho ya ne kama na fe oba no medical doctors wodi won baaye bebrei.
He came to put the house in order, and when he was coming, he came with his friends, colleague doctors.
And
when you come to my house and you find me doing certain things, don't be disturbed and
troubled.
Her trouble is that apostle is serving in the house. The wife said, no, if somebody comes and finds you doing, they will say, I am not doing my duty.
Because
there is nothing that I can do in the house. I can do them.
But
when Sammy came, he said, Father, I know you.
But
today, don't touch anything in this house.
Man, for doctors,
let my friends, they will serve us
today.
We are going to worship you today and serve
you. They
just brought food and said, now you can eat. Now I am being glorified by my children. That after everything, in the evening, and they invited all their friends
from Accra,
and they sat me somewhere just like I am for sitting down here. And all the gifts are coming.
Nah, chedia ba.
And all the gifts are coming.
Nah, chedia ba.
And the gifts are coming.
I pray number Genesis awesome.
I was thinking about that.
Eba ma jinu me kan sem bi.
When I remembered, I saw something.
Me ba sa so be gun chire wa sa no so.
I came to the hall and I knelt down.
Na me ka chire onyankopon se.
And I said to the Lord.
Erade mi 60th birthday.
On my 60th birthday.
Ni me ba sa me ye.
What my son did.
Mi yimpa yesa.
It is my prayer.
Erade.
Lord. Don't let him run out of money. Let glory be his portion. Any moment I remember this gift, I pray for him. My children, they take good care of me.
But
on that day, I was glorified. He made me feel that I'm a father. I am so important in the house. So when it comes to giving, we tap the Lord. We know you are great. All money belongs to you. But I am honoring you. That is why I'm bringing this one. When it comes to sacrifice, we have to tell the Lord. I know you are
big.
I know who you are. Today I'm showing you my love. Hallelujah to somebody.
You see,
Jesus said, you guys be careful and be careful from becoming armstrong.
God bless you.
Amen. Apostle. Fish
that.
Jesus said, be careful, be careful.
Go look at some pen.
Go to Luke. Go and look for a Luke.
Oh.
Stingy. I'm strong.
Oh. That's scripture. So open some demo. Your for one charge on me. Oh, hallelujah.
Beloved, the time has come for us to give honor to the name of the Lord.
Sunday school, man,
I was excited during the Sunday school.
Listen,
I want you to understand. It is the Lord who gave us glory and honor first. Because of that, we don't deserve
it.
We were behind. We were like the small dogs. And the Lord said, I created you in my image, in my likeness. That I will lift you from the merry clay. And I will sit you before the honored one. That is why you are who you are today. That is why even elderly.
I mean,
they say you also deserve it,
hallelujah.
Amen. It is not because of this place. Had it not been, he just look at somebody.
But
I want you to understand this morning. The Lord had made you who you are. Because he made you. Give him glory. When it is time for sacrifice and offering, don't sit in a home. Come and give glory to God. As the Lord loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. He gave.
Hey.
Hallelujah. When we're talking about giving or offering, God is the first who did it. He gave his son. When we talk about Christianity, what brought it or what gave birth to it is giving. Giving. God gave. And today you and I, sitting down, and we say, who are you to say that?
But Jesus,
but the Lord, he gave to
you.
Jesus, he gave. And Jesus shouted and said, I have finished it.
It is finished.
It is I have finished your royal duties. I have taken you from the slavery into deliverance. You are no more servant. Because I offer myself a sacrifice. My sacrifice. I took you from captivity into salvation.
When David said,
this is what David said. What do I give unto the Lord for all his goodness and mercy? Is that the reason why you ran away?
Because
in most cases, when it is time for offering, just a handful of people.
But and then we are saying,
this afternoon, I want you to understand.
A few
this year, I want you to be a part of those who give honor to the Lord. Are you part of them?
What say?
He said it.
What say?
He said.
My young kind.
We're going to read. Psalm 96, verse 8. Say, give honor, glory to the Lord. Say, listen. And carry your offering. Carry it. And bring it to the house of God. So if we want to honor the Lord, when the time comes, carry it yourself and bring it to the Lord. Let me tell you something. Shortly I'll be done. I've been thinking about something since yesterday. I realized that you see, giving an offering, there are two things. Giving an offering, there are two separate things. And I did my best to do my research. I had some papers here. I've done a little bit inside. I understood. Giving, we always do. It is always. When it comes to offering, there is a time for offering. There is a time for offering. That is why when it is time for sacrifice and offering, the Lord come out. When Solomon gave his offering to the Lord, the Lord saw the glory Solomon gave him. And God descended. He said, ask me, what should I do? Ask me what I should do for you. You see, giving is every now and then.
But
when it comes to offering, it is a period. I believe that Abraham gave to God always. Now Abraham understood that the giving will not release his blessing. He had to give an offering as
Abraham.
Well. Abraham.
Fauba Isaac Kurono. Okay. Fauba Isaac Kurona would don't know, no, my goodness.
Go and sacrifice your only begotten son, Isaac. The one you love.
Obana would don't know.
The child that you love.
Obana would don't know.
The child that you love.
Obana would don't know.
The one that you love.
Fanoba for your mommy.
Offer him a sacrifice unto me. And I'm here to tell
now
you.
Now what you mean you send there?
2 weeks from now. We're going to give honor and glory to God. I want you to be a part of it to give honor to the Lord. I will not travel on that day.
Sadan may excuse be.
I have no excuse.
Sadan ya dakasibia unyamia yesu.
It is a big day that the Lord has
issued to me.
That you and I appear before the Lord. And give him the glory. And give him the glory. Shall we please stand, ladies and gentlemen? God bless you.